Welcome to Cash and Carry, episode 2, My Week in International Education. The theme for this week is goal setting, at least it's goal setting from the last part of the pod. All right, so what ed tech have I been using? I haven't been really using it though, but I've been reading up on, it's an older one, it's called Storybird. It seems to be a bit like a presentation software, except for telling stories. They've got a bunch of inbuilt graphics, which your students can use to create their own stories. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. You can sign up for a free version. I think that gets you like a few free chances to create your own stories. But after that, you have to pay for your subscription. Anyway, it looks pretty cool. And check out Storybird. All right, teaching practice I'm trying. Absolutely love this one. It's thinking prompts. And Jim Knight gave me this suggestion in his coaching course. And he talks about, or in his book as well, but he showed us a bunch of videos, quotes, poems, pieces of text, pictures or memes that you can use for thinking prompts. You can use them with your students or your teachers. You would show them whatever media that is, and then you got to pose a question. And I actually tried one of these out with our teachers when I was introducing the updates that we made to our technology curriculum. And I found a clip on the web on YouTube, and it was two cars in a drag race. And basically, as the cars were lining up, approaching the start line, they both went over a little bit just before they were getting started. And then they both had to go into reverse to get behind that start line. Anyway, they were both behind the start line, and then the lights went from red to orange to green. And the white car pelted off on the green light. And then the other car, the dark gray car, was still in reverse. And it just kind of like went back a little bit and then stalled. So this had a few laughs. And then the question that I posed to the teachers was, regarding the adoption of new technology, which car would you be? A bunch of them said that they were the dark gray car, and they had some really good ideas to back that up, saying, look, they didn't want to embrace new technology too quickly, which is fine, you know, absolutely fine. They wanted to see where it was going and stuff like that. And then, you know, we had a few conversations about that, and then I linked it to Moore's Crossing the Chasm, which is a kind of like a bell curve showing the innovators who adopt new technology first, then the early adopters, and then the mass market, and then the laggards. And to be honest, like, I don't think there's any real main worry not being the first to adopt new technology. But given our profession is definitely talking about AI here mostly, given our profession, in my opinion, I think it's worthwhile just keeping yourself up to date. It doesn't mean you need to use everything, but just keeping yourself up to date with what's happening in AI. Media that I'm consuming this week is a website I came across. I'm actually not sure how I came across it, but it's called Our World and Data. And it's got a bunch of charts, like over or nearly 3,000 charts across hundreds of topics. And it's all for free. And each chart has a ton of text that goes along with it. This is clearly something that a whole team of people have been working on. And it's absolutely amazing to be able to visualize a lot of the data in these charts. So check that out, Our World in Data. Now to the string I'm pulling. Right, you got to check this out. The Huberman Lab with Dr. Maya Shankar. One of the favorite parts for me was whenever she came to talking about setting goals. As someone who sets a lot of goals for himself, more so than accomplishing them, I thought this was pretty cool. Anyway, these are kind of bullet points are my summary of what she was saying. First of all, I put choose approach goals rather than avoidance goals, which for example would be to make the carrot more appealing, the carrot and the stick, rather than focusing on the stick. So focus on the rewards you're going to get from that goal rather than what happens if you don't. Another one that comes up, and this comes up a bunch of literature from Daniel Pink in his book Drive, and also in a lot of academic literature about a goal setting. And of course, maybe we know that it's better to set your own goals. Then she talks about, like, when setting a goal, make sure that you're in the same psychological and physiological state as the one that you will be in when you're actually pursuing the goal. In other words, if you're going to set a goal for studying, don't set the studying goal on a Saturday night when you're out with your pals. Set the goal that you know during the time when you're going to be studying, right? So if you're in the middle of studying, set the goal then. This makes it much more likely that your goal will be reasonable and that you're going to meet them. She talks about this, which I love, which is building in lives, like three kind of chances to not meet that goal per month. So I, for some reason, keep going back to Super Mario or Mario Bros. On the original Nintendo, and, you know, having three lives per month that, okay, I'm not feeling up to it today. Okay, you got to use one of your lives, but you got to stick to it, right? Then she talks about the middle problem, which is shortening the time that you have given yourself for the goal in order to maintain motivation. She talks about most motivation for goal pursuit comes at the beginning and the end of the goal. Beginning, maybe you've got that, like, it's a new thing, I want to do really well at this, and then it kind of tapers off in the middle, and then towards the end, if you've left everything to the last minute like me, and you got to get it done. She also talks about if you have a larger goal, then maybe break it up into smaller chunks, because not all goals can be met in a short period of time. Well, not all larger goals anyway. Then she moves on to the fresh start effect, which is to choose a milestone moment. For example, when you set the goal. So for example, if you're going to move house, set a new goal. New Year's resolution, classic, set a new goal. Or even the start of the week. So for me, when I came back after a holiday, I said to myself, right, I'm going to immediately unpack all my bags and I won't go to sleep until I've done it. And I'm going to clean the house. And I actually did it. Like, I unpacked the bags, swept the floor, mopped the floor, and did it. And now we're only in week three, but I've been doing it every time I come back into the house. I give it a quick clean because it gets quite dusty easily. Like, it's literally a minute job. It's just, it's like a small apartment. And so I'm doing pretty well so far. So hopefully I can keep that up. But that kind of thing, that the fresh start effect, can also serve to motivate you towards a goal. And then, this is pretty cool. She talks about temptation bundling, which is pairing an unpleasant activity with something that you enjoy, and then doing that thing that you enjoy immediately after you've done that unpleasant activity. It's essential that you forgo enjoying this pleasant activity, whatever it happens to be, only when you've completed that unpleasant activity. That's absolutely essential. She also talks about, like, if those two can coexist. So, like, maybe playing your favorite music while doing the dishes, those kinds of things, that will serve to motivate you more as well. So it's an absolutely awesome podcast, in my opinion, and worth checking that out. And finally, the quote I'm pondering, which I came across on Debbie Millman podcast, and she had on Dario Calmesi. This guy is insanely good. He just, like, hit a chord with me, and he started talking about when we see the world, we're actually seeing, or we're surrounded by, living thoughts. We're moving through other people's thoughts, their designs. Look around you now, just look around you. For me, it's like, okay, there's like a nasty curtain in front of me, but it's there to kind of keep the sun out because I'm in Cambodia and it gets hot. And I live in an apartment with big windows. But when I was listening to the podcast, I was in the gym at the time, and I, for some reason, went straight to colors and just noticed that most of the gym equipment, if not all, was black and dark gray. So that was quite interesting. Not only those colors, but why I went straight to those colors instead of something else. So that's pretty cool, and definitely recommend checking out that podcast with Dario Calmesi. So that's it. Thanks for listening, and have a great week in international education.